and things that you've enjoyed in the past. We will take your request tonight at 1-800-449-8686. All request night, the only request show in talk radio. Why? Because people actually want to hear our stuff again, as opposed to most of the stuff that's out there. And just a note to the gentleman who wrote me an email just before I came into the studio. I was answering some listener email, and a gentleman emailed from Maine, and he said, "How come you say your show is live? I get it here at 10 o'clock at night, and since you're on the East West Coast, it's actually live at 7. And I thought he was kidding, and maybe he's kidding. I emailed back, "You must be some fun at parties." I said, 7 o'clock live on the West Coast is live at 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Thank you, and go away, Phil. Maybe the cat was kidding, but I, for those of you who are not clear, when it's 7 on the West Coast, it's 10 on the East Coast. It's live, baby. It ain't Memorex, it's live. And I can also tell you, when it's 7 o'clock on the West Coast, it's 3 a.m. in London. It's time now for your requests, 1-800-449-8686. Give us a call, man. We've been digging this stuff up from the archives. We've got a big, fat, deep archive of comedy on our website at www.philhenryshow.com. All the stuff original from our show that we create, and then we sort of put it into our website repository, if you will, and you can check it out there. So we'll go to our very first request, and this is Chris, and you're in Seattle, right, Chris?
Yes, I'm in Seattle, the Emerald City.
All right, so what do you want to hear, man?
I want to hear Austin DeMarco at the movie theaters trying to explain why he gets away with explaining and talking in the movie theater to his students and other people can't.
Austin DeMarco, who said he was talking to his karate students, and he was told to shut up, and he went and did a couple of karate moves to show the guy, don't mess with me, right? All right,
yeah,
dude, here it is. Thanks, Chris, for calling.
First point I'd like to make is that all of these movies that you're saying you're taking your students to see,
yes, sir,
are all available on video. If you want to teach your students, take them back to your dojo, put the DVD in, and you can talk all you want. Second point is, anybody who is into martial arts knows that it is a last resort. You do not display, you do not threaten, you do not try to aggravate anybody in any way.
No, I'm not.
You use it as a last resort.
Yes, sir, but they aggravate me.
No, sir, they are not.
Shut up.
When that sign comes on and says, everyone in the theater, that includes you.
Yes, sir, it's not if there's intelligent commentary.
And I'll guarantee you, sitting behind me, I'm going to tell you to shut up.
So now you're threatening me with violence.
I will dare you to stand up and challenge me.
All right. What happens if I give you a boot to the head and counteract that with a block and roll?
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
No, well, you're the guy that just said...
Anyone who is into the martial arts knows that you do not, under any circumstances, unless you are at your last straw, you do not end poses, you don't do nothing.
You do not
display your abilities. My friend, that was taught in the very first Karate Kid movie.
Well, that's what I mean about guys like you. You're watching the Karate Kid, I'm watching Kill Bill.
No, I'm not watching the Karate Kid. The point I am making is that it was specified in the Karate Kid movie.
Well, let me ask you a question, Chuck. Hold on, this is Phil Hendry. There is a certain code of ethics, you're saying, sir?
This guy's trying to roll out a bunch of stuff. Let me tell you something.
No, I want to ask Chuck, is there a code of conduct that martial artists...
Absolutely, it's a code of conduct.
Look, this ain't the Marine Corps.
Because if you are trained...
I'm threatened by these people.
...in the martial arts, if you are trained in the martial arts, you are a lethal weapon.
How about a gut check and a neck snap? The gut check, neck snap.
There, see, again, you're displaying, and you are not to be doing.
All right, well, let me ask you something. What am I supposed to do? And you're telling me I got to wait for it to come out on DVD, so my constitutional rights get, They get denied.
What I said was every movie that you mentioned is already out on DVD.
No, not Kill Bill 2.
All the Matrix movies.
No, wait, not Kill Bill 2.
All the Matrix movies are out.
Yeah, but the
Kill
one they
Bill
weren't
is out.
Out.
Now,
okay,
if
what
you
about...
Want to just, if you want to teach your
what about Enter the Dragon?
The proper way.
What about Enter the
you,
Dragon?
You take
Enter
them
the
back
dragon.
To your dojo, and you teach them the proper way. You do not disturb other people.
Well,
with
you know
your...
something? I didn't do anything. Just a minute ago, before I said, I'm in the middle of the Morongo Casino out here in Palm Desert.
I don't care.
And I
where
did the swan, and everyone, and I got people applauded me.
There you go, man. See, Austin, he went into the whole swan pose. Can you dig that? You know, that whole martial arts thing those guys do? And he got applauded there at the Morongo Casino. That's by request from Chris up there in Seattle. A real lightweight city, if there ever was one. I'm just having some fun, although I wouldn't want to go to Seattle to die. No, I'm just, well, look, it rains, and it's a pretend big city. That's all I'm trying to say. Nothing wrong with the people. It's not a big city. It's a pretend big city. It's like San Diego's a pretend big city. Las Vegas is a bigger city than Seattle. Do you understand? Miami. New York. Chicago, Los Angeles, some people think San Francisco, Boston. These are cities. Detroit. Seattle is not a city any more than Dallas is. You see what I'm saying? You know, oh, I come from Dallas. Right away when a guy says that, you go, that's wonderful. And then you wear, where's your horse? Yeah, you don't take it serious. Guy says, I'm from New York. Okay. I'm from Philadelphia. All right. You see, that's a legitimate person who you recognize as having some level of street savvy. You savvy? But a cat says, I'm originally from Seattle. You know, you want to, oh, that's wonderful. You have a dairy farm or it's not for real. San Diego the same way. Great people in San Diego, but it's not a big city. It's a place where mom and dad live. You know what I mean? All right, now we're going to take a break. Or did you want to do another flashback? One more flashback here, and then we'll take a break and move on with our all-request night here at 1-800-449-8686. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for these request nights. It's kind of fun, shall we say, to listen to the oldies but goodies.
It's cool.
Yeah, mine that I'm requesting is Bobby. When she donated some clothes to the battered women's shelter.
Bobby Dooley.
Yep, and she got a little upset when she started seeing ladies with, broken lips and black eyes walking around with her clothes.
Yeah.
Because everybody can recognize her.
Yeah.
And then that fantastic British lady called in.
Yeah, is that the one? Okay, that we got the one. And this is Bobby Dooley, who didn't want to donate clothes to a battered woman's shelter because it's very fashionable stuff and she doesn't need this white trash wearing it.
Hi, there's not much I can't say that has already been said because your clothes are definitely dubious at best. But, you know, you are saying that you and your husband waited outside this battered shelter to go and see if these women were wearing your clothes, and then you corner them and he grabs them by the arm. Do you not think that's particularly bright? They've already been beaten up, which is why they are where they are. They're probably frightened to death. It doesn't help very much, does it?
Well, I don't know. Throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Oh, what? Grow up, will
you? There's something wrong with you.
What's wrong with me?
Shrimp on the Barbie?
Well, what are you? Aren't you from England or Australia?
Now, you think it's Australia, but yes, it's England. What the hell's got that got to do with anything?
That's what you do.
How shallow are you that you don't want people to wear your clothes because they have a black eye? And nobody gets with a guy. Well, yes, okay, some people may make wrong choices, but you can be with somebody and be with them for years before something happens to you. So you may one day have your comeuppance, and I hope you do.
You know, I'm feeling a little misty listening to you because you remind me of Princess Diana.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh, I know. Well, I didn't really Princess Diana.
I don't mean Princess Diana in terms of her fashion sense. I just mean you sound like her.
Well, believe me, but she had a lot better fashion sense by the sounds of it than you did. I mean, lime green. Oh, my God. Gingham green dresses with red boots. What the hell is that? What are you, Dorothy from freaking Wizard of Oz?
Excuse me. It's a beautiful dress.
If all this stuff is so beautiful, why are you giving it away?
Because I don't want these women, when they walk out there with their faces caved in, because some guy threw them down some stairs, and then people say, oh, look, there's Bobby's dress. Oh, my God. look at what's in it.
You missed what I just
look
said.
At what's
if you
in
think
it.
These clothes are so beautiful, why are you giving them up in the first place?
Listen to this. Because obviously they're out of fashion. They're last spring, all right?
Oh, God forbid.
I have an oxblood casual terry from Juicy Couture.
I'm surprised they even allow themselves to be seen in last year's fashion with a black eye at that.
So you're telling me a forest green gingham dress with brick red cowboy boots from Laura Ashley.
It's laughable.
I beg your pardon.
It's absolutely laughable. Yeah, you may. People may know you from your fashion sense, and that will be because they're laughing at you in the street.
Hey, can I ask the lady a question?
Yes, Steve, what?
Can you say speed up, the paparazzi is catching up?
Oh, that's so
that's
funny.
That's really funny, man. That's
God,
really funny.
God, I mean, you really are a jerk.
I really want to ask you.
You two deserve each other, and you know what? I hope you're blissfully happy forever, because
I really feel sorry
for any other person that ends up with either one of you two.
You know, do they have wife beating
shallow
in England?
Individuals.
Do they have wife beating in England? Because yes. I don't think you do. And
really,
so,
why is that then?
Well, you don't understand the problems we have in America.
Women
are beaten here, and then they have to go to a place. But we gave them spermicide.
Yeah, we got it. Menstrual sponges and everything else.
Oh, yeah, because after they've been beaten to crap by some man, the last thing they're going to want to do is go out screwing around with your spermicide. I mean, that's ridiculous. And as for the piano stool, my God. I mean, if you were giving them food or, like you initially said, pots and pans or stuff for their house they could use, a waffle iron. Why? I mean, a saucepan, yeah, a waffle iron. Who bothers with that?
You're very judgmental.
Giving them things that are actually of use to them? Spermicides and piano stools don't really do it for battered women, I wouldn't imagine.
You're very judgmental.
If you really want to help them, give them something useful.
You're very judgmental.
Judgmental?
Yes, you are.
It's coming from you. That's a classic.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, you're either doing this as a complete wind-up and you don't mean any of what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Which is what
I mean, that's my feeling.
The fact that there are people like you still out in this world.
I mean, if you guys are for real, if you guys are for real on this.
Oh, Phil, so in other words, beating women is funny to you. You think that's a big joke? I don't.
Who says it's funny?
Well, you do. You think this is some kind of.
The crap that's flying out of your mouth, I think you're either trying to make yourself seem something that you're not, because to think that you're actually meaning what you're saying doesn't give people much faith in humanity, does it?
Well, Karen, why don't you and Tony Blair go out and find some fun, okay?
God, you are like a child. You're 38 years old, and the comments you're coming out with are asinine.
Have you ever eaten a meat pie?
Educated. If you were educated, you'd come up with something better to say than that.
Yeah, really, absolutely. Some of these comebacks are a little stale.
They are, aren't they?
What do you mean, have you ever eaten
anyway,
a meat pie?
Anyway, that's all I have to say, because there's no getting through to people like you, sir.
All right. Well, listen, we're sorry that we won the Revolutionary War.
Oh, brother.
Oh, my God.
Karen, thank you very much.
But I do want to say this. I do want to say this. I've got a wonderful mauve purple cocktail dress for sale, Karen. Karen, have you ever eaten bangers and mash?
No, I'm vegetarian. Well, if you know what one of those is.
Isn't bangers vegetarian?
No, it's a sausage.
No, bangers is pork.
It's puck?
Pork.
All right, thanks, Karen.
Okay, bye-bye.
Karen, thanks for John Lennon, but off.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. A gingham a forest green gingham dress and brick red vinyl boots. That's Bobby's fashion sense. That's by request from Lake Arrowhead tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. All requests tonight on the Phil Hendry Show. Hey, Bill, hold on for a minute, because I got somebody else on the line here. Is this Hal?
Yeah, Phil, Hal Levalier. Do you have someone else on the line?
Well, I got Bill.
Hello, Bill. Hal Levalier.
Hey, Bill.
How are you? And Violet, you talk to this other gentleman.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Phil Hendry, and Bill is on the line.
Give me the phone, Viola.
Yeah. Did you have a...
Well, Phil, we wanted to hear a song. Can we request a song, or is...
Not really.
We want to hear that song. I'd do anything for your kiss. You know that song, Phil? It's a lovely song. I sang it to Viola when I married her. I'd do anything for your kiss. Anything. Yes, I'd do anything for you. You whore, you did that!
Okay, so they crashed it again. All right. Okay, Bill, what's your request, brother?
Sounds like they're dipping into the Don Julio.
Yeah, they're on the Añejo now. They're on their third bottle of Reposado.
Hey, by the way, Phil, I just want to let you know, you're an institution here in L.A. We love you.
Thank you, man. Thank you, brother. Oh, I know. We've been on the air over... This is my hometown, man.
Absolutely.
My hometown.
Hey, And I actually held off on dipping into the NAO tonight because I knew I was going to call in for this bit.
Good, good. You're
phenomenal.
All right, you're trying to control it. Good.
yeah, this is the Raj Fanin. I think it was MLK Day. I'm not positive.
Uh-huh.
When he asked the caller, some person, do you sweat cream? Smell like pizza juice.
Okay.
Makes you want to cry.
It was Iraqi Awareness, and he said Americans are so funny with their fast food addiction that they're going to turn MLK Day into a day where Americans can realize how fat they are. Okay, Bill, here it is. We love that bit. It's Raj Fanin with his whole Americans are fat fast food people.
Okay, my question is, what are you doing in America? Going back to Iraq? Take care of your healthy people and take your 400 people with you. You have the audacity and the arrogance to here in America.
Do you get a bucket?
To sit here in America and we allow you to do it.
Do you get a bucket?
Maybe.
Let the lady finish what she's saying.
Please shut up. I'm talking to her.
No, you shut up because I'm talking to you.
No, you must shut your mouth.
You are so rude.
You are very rude.
Why do they even keep you on the radio?
Why don't you shut your mouth and let me say what
that is? You shut your mouth.
No, you shut up.
No, you shut up. This is my caller. I want her to talk.
But why won't she shut her mouth?
Because she's talking. Go ahead, Louise. I apologize.
Thank you. You have a very rude guy on that phone, on that radio station. I want to know why you're here in America.
I will tell you.
Okay, you tell me, and you better make it good.
Because
I'm
they
here
have,
we can get your ticket
because
back
they are, they have the best vibrating chairs I've ever seen, like the one you're sitting in right now.
You are.
You're a real smart ass, aren't you?
No,
yeah, yes. I don't have anything more to say to him. But could you just get rid of that?
Have you had
idiot?
The new double pastrami cheeseburger at Carl Jr. yet? Yeah. Are you the lucky owner of a vibrating chair?
So, in other words, this is a smart-ass campaign you're on.
No, it's not smart-ass.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it
that's
is.
What it is. You're not making any points by being a smart-ass.
No, Americans must recognize that... Louise, by the way, try holding on to something. Now, everything...
All right, see, this is what I'm talking about.
What?
Making fun of my caller.
Yeah, he's rude. He's arrogant.
Louise, I'm sorry. But I think there is, Wendy Singleberger stuck in your throat.
You know, I don't think you can think because you don't have a brain. That's all I have to say. You're an idiot.
Please let me ask you a question.
Go back to Iraq. Go take your chair back to Iraq with you.
I would love to go back to Iraq, but I can't.
Hey, we can arrange it. We'll send you on the next troop ship
I cannot leave. They want me to stay.
No, they don't.
An engineer.
Trust me. As an American, we do not want you to stay.
You know what you can do? You can do impression of Katharine Hepburn if they ever do Golden Pot.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to hang up.
I want to do impression of Louise.
Okay, no, thank you.
Thank you, Louise.
Bye.
Thank you.
No, Louise, please don't go. I want to do impression of you. Hello, my name is Raj Fanin.
What a bastard. In fact, we have him on the phone here in a second. That was Raj Fanin, and by request from Bill. And it was Raj on, he was talking basically about the joke around the world is that Americans are fast food junkies. That's the American joke that is told. You know, we got Polish jokes, Italian jokes, American jokes. Do you remember that night, Raj?
Yes, I remember the lady. You know, you make this as if this is my problem. But
well, I thought you were rude to her.
I was not rude to her. She is, I think you.
Get out of here. That was really tight, man. Thanks. God.
Yeah, I thought it was tight.
I mean, as in sloppy. 1-800-449-8686. All requests. Let's go to a request now. And if you'd like to request one of our bits, and if you're new to our show and you're saying, what is this, a music show? No, this is a talk show. But not like any other talk show. We do comedy and something that's frowned upon in talk radio, but we still endeavor to do it. And we actually do make people laugh, in fact, which is also frowned upon in talk radio. In any event, people are calling up with requests of some bits that we've done in the past, and so that's where that's at. And you'll be hearing people hear names. You'll be hearing people saying, I'd like to hear Bobby. I'd like to hear Raj. These are the names of guests, Bobby Dooley, Raj Fanin, people that we've had on the show in the past who were talking to our listeners. In any event, let's go to Kyle with a request for Jay Santos. Right, Kyle?
Yeah, Phil. Thanks. How you doing?
Good.
Hope you're doing well.
Thank you.
Totally appreciate your show, man. You're awesome.
Thank you.
I'm a giant Jay Santos fan.
Okay.
The last one I heard, Jesus, was counseling with his wife on the condition that she got a boob job. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Jay was it Jay or was it Jim? Jim, it was Jay. Yeah, Jay is the head of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. They wear pith helmets with blue armbands, and they're self-appointed cops. And he's willing to go to counseling, which she wants to go to counseling, if he gets her boob job. So here it is. And thanks for the request, Kyle. Okay. You had another comment you wanted to make, like it really sucked or what?
No. In fact, I ordered Jay Sano's shirts off the web.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
do they fit? Do they fit?
Sometimes.
Okay, cool. Sometimes. The guy said it so wistfully. Dude, we'd be happy to get you shirts that fit you, man. If they don't fit you, well, don't wash them. All right, here it is. Jay Sano's.
You remind me of my ex-husband. It's so unrealistic because what you're doing is you're afraid of the counselor, so you're using the breast because you can't even say the name breast.
I'm going to the counselor.
You can't. No, you're not.
Yes,
you're
I am. I said that I'm going to go. I'm going to go if she gets her breasts enlarged and made bigger.
No, you're not using that as an excuse not to go to the counselor because the breast costs a lot of money, just as much as the counselor costs.
I told her we could do one breast at a time or whatever she wants to do.
What do you mean one breast at a time?
How ridiculous that is. You're threatening her. You know that poor woman?
No, I'm not threatening her. I said,
you remind me of my ex-husband. You know what? He's just like you. He wanted me to be 90 pounds, and he wanted me to, you know, do everything I needed to do to get 90 pounds. That was like take drugs, anything you can to be 90. And this woman, she wants conversation. But that's not all we want is conversation, what you think we do. And so you kind of need counseling.
Well, ma'am, I think I fill the bill.
Counseling.
Well, I think I fill the bill in other regards.
You need counseling.
Why do I need counseling? I'm willing. I'm going to go to the counselor. I'm not saying
you're looking at a magazine cover and you're looking at her boobs, but you call it a bosom because you're afraid to say breast. You're fascinated by her breast for some reason.
Well, because that word comes so easily to you.
Are you afraid to say it?
The word seems to come very easily to you.
No, wait, that's a very good question. Are you afraid to say it?
Are you afraid to say it? What is it? You got a fascination?
No, I'm not afraid.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not afraid. You say your
say it.
You say your husband wanted you at 90 pounds, what, 90 pounds each? How about that?
90 pounds weight.
You know, yeah, 90 pounds each one.
We got it, Jay. Why don't you say it? Say the word.
What?
Say the word.
Say the word breast.
Say breast.
You know, I'm not going to give you people your cheap kicks, okay?
Say boobs.
You got
say
your
anything.
Cheap thrills.
Say it.
My wife.
Just what is the surgery you want your wife to have done?
I want her to have her.
Don't say ugly old bosoms, because that sounds so gross, you know.
I want to have her boobs.
That's wrong.
Why can't you say that word?
Mr. Henry, I have a...
Say the word, man. This may be something you need to get through.
You're counseling, buddy.
Say it.
I want my wife to have her boobs.
Can't say it.
Her bosoms.
No, man, they aren't called bosoms. What are they called?
Well, the lady thinks it's funny. I've got a mental block because the word doesn't come that easy. I don't have a filthy mind.
You don't have a filthy mind.
It's not filthy. It's not filthy.
Her bosoms. Her bosoms.
Her bosoms.
Okay, you're scared. Something's wrong,
dude.
Here with
there
you.
Is something wrong, man.
Something's wrong.
Well, Mr. Henry's got me on a national radio broadcast program, and he wants me to say the word bosoms.
I don't know. There's something wrong
here.
Yeah. Counseling is definitely needed. That poor woman.
I'm not going to some chiseler.
He's not a chiseler. You need it.
Say the word. Say the word, man.
Here's free counseling.
Right.
Say the word.
Blouse clown.
Blouse clown. Thanks a lot, Karen. That's Jay Sano's, and he couldn't say the word brazoozums. At one point, he calls them bazooms, didn't he? That's close. That's by request, the Phil Henry Show. More requests coming up on our all-request night. Jay Sano's of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We have requests for Margaret. Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. Dean Wheeler, who is the Northern California flake. And Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Go ahead, Mr. Bell. You're on.
Well, I didn't hear the entire commercial.
I understand, but Mr. Henry's in the bathroom. You have to...
Well, I want to hear the commercial done right.
You gotta do.
Don't tell me what I'm Ted Bell. Don't you tell me what to do. You're someone with a forehead that's so big, we could play hopscotch on it. So don't you ever tell me what to do.
All right, here's your commercial again. You ass.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody, this is Ted Bell. Excuse the retard. Let me get to a phone caller right here. Is this Caitlin?
Yes.
Caitlin, hi, this is Ted Bell of Ted's of Beverly Hills. Do you have a request for tonight's All Request program?
Yeah, I did. I wanted the one with you and the etiquette program at your restaurant.
Oh, that's right. We're giving etiquette classes to a lot of Phil Henry's listeners so that they can come and actually eat at a good restaurant without using their hands or wiping their nose with their shirt. Okay?
All right.
I
just got to tell you, this man is so offensive. He is so misguided.
I am trying to be delicate as I can.
The people that listen to you want to be informed. The people that listen to you, maybe some are lonely. Does that mean I don't wipe
No. What I'm saying is if you're lonely, you're not around people a lot.
You know what?
And if you're not around people a lot, you may behave at a dinner table like an animal.
Let me just tell you one thing. Do not promote your restaurant then.
No, I promote my restaurant
upscale. Do not say that you're
going to
give an etiquette class because maybe some of us are not deserving of it.
What happens if people come to your class, Ted, and they're these people that you got to remind not to put a finger in their nose?
We will turn them away and give them a gift certificate for one of the rib joints. But when you said that you wanted to have this class for your listeners, I said, all right, okay. But I'm going to have to make it different from the regular one I give to my clients, who have a more educated palate, shall we say. So if Heidi comes
in... So how do you determine that the people that go to your restaurant are so much or better educated than the listeners to the show?
Let me ask you this. Can I ask you, Heidi, what city are you calling from?
I am calling from Simi Valley.
All right. And may I ask you, because I detect a very delightful accent, what is your country of origin?
Germany.
All right. Germany and Simi Valley. Now, what do we got? We've got the old ranch house. You know, can I get your bratwurst special? That kind of a thing, right?
I am sorry, but I do not have a ranch house.
Well, in other words, I need to say to you,
there are million-dollar houses here, and I have a house in Gustadt. You know where that is? The most expensive resort town in Germany?
Gustadt is up in Solvang.
You know what? You are not going to insult me.
No, I'm not going to ask you.
Do you wash your hands when you eat? Do you wash your hands before you break bread?
Would you give a scholar student the same test as a mentally challenged kid? Would you? No.
That's completely different.
No, it's the same thing.
You are so
Wait a
out
minute.
Of it.
You're talking
How
about...
can you give a mentally challenged person the same test that you give a regular person that
exactly.
doesn't have any
you
challenges?
Can't. That's why I say...
I think you're lacking something in your brain.
If you're going to give a class to a talk radio listener, it's not going to be the same class I give to a regular person.
But do you really think that the talk radio listeners are lower class?
No, I do not.
Then,
I'm just
you know what?
Simply
then
saying,
don't say
please
anything
wipe,
else.
Please wipe. What's wrong with that?
You know,
it's
funny the way you say it.
No,
because it really sounds like maybe that's where you come from. That's why you are saying it so much. Because
Heidi,
the people like me, for example...
I can ask you this question. Do you know how to yodel?
I can't hear you.
Do you know how to yodel? Can you yodel?
No, I don't know how to yodel.
Why? I don't get that.
You know,
why?
Don't those people yodel?
What those people?
The ones that come from where are you from again?
From Gustadt.
Okay, that's Germany, right? Now, when you were a little girl in the old country, there was a class system. You had the very sharply dressed SS men, and you had the rest of the folks. So you know what I'm talking about. When the SS walked around, they got a certain thing, and then you people got to go. So what I'm saying...
What do you mean, the SS? You talking about Nazis?
Do you realize the kind of person you have there?
Look at Heidi.
This is ridiculous.
I'm saying to you,
this man is making money in his restaurant out of people like me. Because when I walk into your restaurant, you don't know that I come from Simi Valley and that I have $1 million home.
No, but when you open your mouth, when you open your mouth, I hear the German accent, and I can't have you coming in there in lederhosen with the horns on the head.
Oh my God!
Ted, you've got this stereotype of a lady because she's an American. She lives in America. She's Americanized, I'm sure. So she's got an accent.
Well, I'm asking her, does she yodel? I'm just trying to find...
What difference does it make if she yodels, man? So let's say she does yodel.
That means she comes from a certain class of people. And if she comes from a certain class of people, I've got to remind her not to put her fingers certain places.
Oh, my God. This
well, you know, I'm saying, you know, this was the worst thing that I could have done is to come on your program tonight and to try and be as forthcoming as I could.
Well, you know what?
Most Germans come over here with those green hats with a feather in the side. Huh? Are you married? Are you married, Heidi?
Yes, I am.
All right, your husband doesn't wear one of those green hats with a feather in it, does he? No. Right?
No, he doesn't.
All right, okay, so that's fine. You can come into my steakhouse. I get a guy like that coming
really?
In. I'll
so
start
that
swinging
means that
on him.
He's wearing, that means if he wears his native costume,
look at,
he cannot wear his native costume.
Can you do that? If you can do that, that means you come from a certain part of Germany, and we've got to start at the beginning with you.
Oh,
wiping.
My.
Washing after the bathroom.
Oh, man. Ted Bell, by request on the Phil Henry Show. And so, is this Rick?
This is Rick.
Rick, you're coming up next with your Vernon request. So don't worry about
Phil.
That. Hold on. And then have we got the Lloyd one? We do have the Lloyd one. So let me go here to Dan. We got your Lloyd ones coming up, brother. Okay, hold on. Do we have the Margaret one? Margaret Gunn at the inauguration? Oh, we have the one. So, James, you're coming up, brother, so hold on there. And then how about Dean going through the neighbor's trash? We're not sure yet, only because that is a 9-11 pre-FCC. It's unbelievable, man, what those unmitigated boors in Washington, D.C. are putting me, an artist, through. Those guys in D.C. with that FCC decency guideline thing have made my life more difficult than anybody's, and I've never gotten anybody's license in jeopardy ever. Do you realize that I cannot go, if I go before March of 2004 for material, I have to have it cleared, because in March of 2004, the FCC in Washington, D.C. handed down completely arbitrary and illegal rulings on what's good and what isn't on the radio that the radio industry went along with. Illegal, because it's extra-constitutional. And the radio industry goes along with it because we don't have anybody in our business who's got ball one to stand up to these guys. As a result, it makes my job more difficult. My job. And I've never been fined for anything. Now, guys like, I don't know, Anthony and Whoppy, or whoever them cats are, whatever their trip is, that's fine, man. But their stuff, nobody wants to hear again, right? So we're doing a request show. People want to hear bits again. And it makes my job tough. So I apologize to my listeners. I have to apologize to my listeners. But we're going to go back and look for some of the stuff, and we're going to, you know, have to, like, edit certain words. And when I say words that we have to edit, there's nothing in the words themselves are not in violation of any decency guideline.